Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
2 o'clock hour right here on the grid. This is Moneyline. I'm Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. We're going to pick some winners here. JP, where are we going tonight? The Sixers game? Where are we going tonight? What are we doing?
We're going to the Suns game, and we're going to Chris Paul.
Me too.
Plus 100 at over 9.5 assists. I think he's going to score at least 10 points pretty easily, so I took his double-double at plus 110 instead.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling Chris Paul.
Now, that's a little sneaky item there.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that you get better odds for his double-double than 10 assists.
Exactly, yeah. So that's what I went there instead of the assist prop, but that's what I'm looking at.
I'm surprised by that. It's a really good find by you.
Yeah, because he's scoring over 10. Come on. Yeah.
Like, listen, has Chris Paul had games under 10? Yes, but you take that risk, I think. Because I wonder how many times has he gone under 10 to, like, compare to how many times he's maybe grabbed 10 rebounds. Like, and how that kind of line in the postseason, of course. I'd be very surprised Chris Paul scores 9 points. You know what I mean? Be very,
yes,
very
correct.
Surprising.
Me too. And we'll get to those game breakdowns in just a few moments. But it's time for some odds boosts here. And we have two of them on the FanDuel Sportsbook for the games tonight. The first one that we'll list here, the Hulu NBA odds boost. Jimmy Butler, James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, each to score 20-plus points, boosted from 230 to 320. So 90 cents here were boosted.
It's a real boost.
Pay amps.
Donnie, did any of them score 20 last game? Basically, did Maxey score 20 last game?
I don't think he did.
It's
did
hard,
he?
Man.
Let me go here. Let me get back to the projections
really
here.
That's really tough, Donnie. That's really tough.
Jimmy
to
had
take
15.
Three guys. Come on, man.
Tyrese had 19. And so you need all of them. Yeah, you need all of them to get 20. So, but
like,
the question is
combine
here.
Combine for 60, man. Get out of town with this crap.
Yeah,
I'm
and drop
sorry.
It, right? Like, give me 3 for 60. Drop it from 320 down to 175, and that's a fun night to root on. It's a fun bet to root on with a decent payday.
Man, like, you didn't even get close, by the way. If you just heard those numbers that Donnie went through there. You got to, 47 points last game between the three guys. And we're saying, get us to 60. And you want us to get 20 a man? That doesn't even make sense. It's for, 5-1 on a boost? It just comes off ridiculous, to be honest.
Yeah, how about 15,
numbers,
15, and 15?
On.
How about that? 15,
yeah,
15, 15. Doable.
And let me say this, because every night, I feel like every single day I come on here and I get mad at FanDuel for their boost. At least they still post them. What the heck happened to DraftKings? What happened?
Much, not good enough in the room? Like, you need to have some,
I don't understand.
You know,
I've never seen anything like this.
They're a very popular thing to bet. And they just said, okay, we'll have them. And typically, they were giving out a lot of them. 3-4 a night in baseball, 3-4 a night in the NBA. Not even a drop-down box. I think what did we notice? Like, when the NBA started, like, wow, they really don't have any odds boost here for the NBA playoffs starting, which is usually when you want to, hey, guys, the NBA playoffs is here. Take this free money and keep betting with us here. And they just basically said, I don't think we want to do this at this point here.
I don't understand. Like, they used to, like, DraftKings used to be like, listen, sorry, there's no NBA tonight. Here's a Daytona 500 boost. Like, because they made sure to hang a new boost every single day. They'd have UFC boosts up like 6 days in advance. I mean, like, they always had it going. So the fact that they're just now completely out of the boost business, and I'll tell you this right now, man. Like, Caesars Sports, for New York to just come out and just, I feel like, to not capture the market, I guess it shows. FanDuel and DraftKings, they're good at what they do. They know what they're doing. Their marketing teams are great. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, Caesars, I just feel like it doesn't even exist sometimes.
You know, it's funny you just said that, too, because I haven't been up there in a few days. It's used because a lot of the times I have like 5 or 6 books up. Usually it's DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, FoxBet, just to try to get that alternative because they have alternative lines. And maybe a big bet 365. But I just, you're like, right, when you brought up Caesars, like, oh, I haven't been on there in a couple of days. So I just type it in. Our app and site are currently offline, but we're working to get everything back up and running. So
there you go.
Yeah, so maybe just gave up altogether at this point. So not working out.
It completely. Yeah.
Said, man, they're going to be talking about odds boosts here. We can't bet them.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, though, with Caesars, where the juice for me got lost is actually nothing they did wrong. They kept coming up with – now, look, they had some of the most ridiculous boosts. They had things that were boosts that were legitimately worse odds if you just normally parlayed them on FanDuel. What was that other jabron website that was, like, calling things like the double boost, but it was because, like, they were factoring in your, like – getting your risk back. Was that the line? That was the Lions boost over there. And all that nonsense
oddities.
Used to bother me. But where Caesars basically lost me is they kept these fantastic 10-plus rebounds boosts coming up, and we just kept losing them in the most unbelievable fashion every night. It'd be like, it'd be like three guys to get 10 rebounds. The two guys that you were like, I don't know. And then somehow, like, Steven Adams with 9 rebounds in the first quarter would sit at 9. Like, wait a minute. Now.
Yes.
I don't really
like Joel Embiid wouldn't get enough rebounds after. That's funny to bring that up, too, because I do remember the Caesars boost market is very interesting because they give you a lot of them, and they pique your interest on what you want to have. And, again, as you said, some of those boosts, man, you can get a better bet just betting it on its own, which is hilarious. But that's the way it is here. NBA price checks coming up next right here on The Grid. It's Donnie and Kevin. Stay with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back, and let's get to it here. Moneyline, Wednesday afternoon, NBA action tonight. Philadelphia 76ers, Dallas Mavericks, and the Phoenix Suns. But there is one more odds boost I do want to talk about here. Deals with the second game, Kevin. Luka Doncic to score 25-plus points, Chris Paul to record 8-plus assists, and Devin Booker to score 25-plus points, 230. And the last one, to me, seems like the biggest ask, yes?
The Devin 25?
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but it feels like to me it's the one I'm worried about.
Yeah, well, it's – look, we, I think, as a crew, you heard JP's breakdown. I said it this morning, and I think Donnie agrees. Chris Paul should be back in the assist column tonight. And even if the Luka 33.5 is high, we're talking about 8 points under his, you know, prop. That's fair. That's legitimate to add into a boost. The Devin number is, you know, very, very, very close to what his actual price is listed at. Again, I sound like a broken record. I feel like I sound like I'm no fun. But why is every boost 3 legs now? Like, Donnie, I have to be honest with you. Because you and I have been doing this so long, I can tell when the boosts are built to lose. Mm-hmm. And every boost that they make these days, they're built to lose.
Yeah.
There's nothing about these boosts that they're like, okay, this is a good one. This is fun for our customer. They're going
to
be excited about it. They're probably going
to
win. And you might say, oh, what about last night, the 25, 25, 25? Yeah, by the grace of God, man. This guy Giannis scored 23 in the second half to get you home there. Steph got over by 2 points. You got very fortunate to get there. But again, it's still a 3-leg boost. I can't throw – because, Donnie, for a while I was throwing money down a black hole, it felt like, on their boost, giving them the benefit of the doubt. This is supposed to be fun. And it basically, when the NBA season started, they decided no more. And they juiced all these 3x2s to high heavens. They ruined the 3x2. They haven't boosted a single 3x2 in the postseason. Are you kidding me?
And that's one of the best bets out there that people love it. Yes.
We did it every single playoff game last year. It felt like we were betting 3x2 boosted the big national games. They haven't boosted a single one, Donnie. I got to be like, it is upsetting as the customer. It is. It's frustrating that we don't have those options right there right now. Now, it's up to us to make the right decisions, but it's decisions. We're now capping these like with a thorough, you know, fine comb. And I just don't feel like that's what those were supposed to be. But maybe I was naive.
Yeah, maybe it would have been. It's a little bit easier now since we're not on the air live for those games at night. Imagine us, you know, screaming like, where's this at? It used to always be here. So maybe we had the one good run between the playoff streaks last year. We're getting some pretty good odds boosts and we're updated. But now it feels like an uphill climb. Now, I use that pun here because surfing around Twitter, the Salesforce Tower in San Francisco, somebody just climbed up the side of the building, Kevin. Made it all the way up and got arrested. Now, the Salesforce Tower, I'm not too familiar with San Francisco, but if they actually have this on, like, Twitter and it's active, I'm pretty sure it's that big, tall building, right? The one right in the middle of the city that looks a lot different than the other buildings as the scraper. And they have somebody inside the building filming this guy. He's just climbing like a pole with no tether going up the side of the building, and he made it. What possessed somebody to do that? What? I am so scared of heights. Like, a brief side point. Like, Disney has, Disney Plus, I guess, has a National Geographic page where it's called Free Solo. And this guy climbs up, like, the face of a mountain with no tether on it. And I can't imagine why we're doing this. Like, I can't imagine.
Makes no sense. You ever see those videos, Donnie, where there's two guys standing on top of a building and one of them is like, leaning off backwards and the other guy's holding him up by his arm? Probably the stupidest videos ever invented. I don't understand how those things exist. I don't understand the practice that goes into figuring out how you can do that confidently. I don't understand anyone that would be possessed to climb up a building. I couldn't be more in line with you. Horrifying. I've tried to tell people this. People think I'm lame. I don't care. The entire notion that people want to be scared to death for fun is preposterous. Yeah. Donnie knows this. We were out in L.A., there was a couple of rides. We had gone to the theme park, a whole bunch of us.
Yes.
I didn't want to go on any of them. I ended up on a Harry Potter ride with questionable safety due to my size. I did not have a nice time at all. In fact, I was a little bit shooken up, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, man.
People go rock climbing, madness. I don't understand that. Like, or mountain climbing, I guess I should say. Not rock climbing on the fake walls, but the people that go mountain climbing, upside-down roller coasters, scary movies. You're all out of your minds. You're out of your minds.
Yeah, the selfie, right? You go up to a tall building, stand on the ledge with a selfie stick and show people. Like, I'm scared of heights, but I like watching those type of markets. And the reason I say it, like, you go to, like, Dubai, and they go, like, the highest thing, and they go up top to the thing. And also, one of my favorite ones are the people that change the light bulb on the top of, like, the radar towers. Where it's like an all-day thing. Like, hey, you get paid a lot of money, but okay, I'm going to start at 8 o'clock, and by the time I get down, it's going to be around noon. Like, you have a two-hour climb up top, change that bulb way up there, and then climb back down. I mean, who can do this or does this? And even, Kevin, there's still ones that you look at where the guy's building the buildings, like in Center City, Philadelphia. I was watching one the other day, the Comcast building, which is done and completed already. But they're on, like, you know, we're building the 56th floor, and they're, like, setting the pylons. And I'm saying, how can a human being actually do this as their job? And seemingly, they're filming it, like, no big deal. Like, it's you're on a sidewalk, and you're just, like, you know, setting up this little device. It's amazing.
I don't get it. No, don't get it. It makes no sense. The highest I would go would be like the top of a Hell in a Cell, and that's just because it's wrestling. And I'd like to think that the boys working underneath would be able to catch me, and it'd be a graceful fall.
Now, you know, back in the day, you know, a certain wrestler would bring you up there, and you'd say, hey, New Jack, I'm scared. Don't worry. You ain't going to need your legs where I'm about to put you here. So there's been many times where guys are trying to get that pump off in the building. But tonight, we do have NBA action here. KW Philadelphia 76ers, Miami Heat, 8-point spread, similar to what we saw in the first game. 208, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that was the exact total of game one. And I think it's more of the same. The Miami Heat win, the Miami Heat cover. This game stays under the total for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to go now. I've been trying to, like, think back, right, to the round number one sample size that we were given, right, of how often, you know, how many teams were able to actually achieve that 2-0 status, right? Philly did it, Golden State did it, and Boston did it, right? New Orleans did not, extenuating circumstances, whatever the heck happened that allowed Chicago to beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee, right? Surprising scenarios. But the only thing I will say, can it be that easy again? I mean, and listen, for me, Donnie, these are the two teams, being Phoenix and Miami, mm-hmm. that I think meet in the NBA championship. So yeah. It is reasonable. But is it that easy that these two teams, Donnie, because let's be realistic here. They're going to play the same day every single day. Are you really just going to be able to line up, you know, parlays on the Heat and the Suns for the rest of this round here and just cash tickets like that simply?
Man, it sounds like, no, it actually sounds like it at this point, right? Because things are falling in line for the way I see them, at least with the Phoenix Suns. I thought they were the best team in the NBA all season long. And the same thing with the Miami Heat, saying if they got right, the Heat aren't even right yet. They're not even right, and you're still looking at them as, no big deal. It's the same thing with the Milwaukee Bucks. They win game one against the Celtics, and what are you saying to yourself? They don't even need an all-star guy in their lineup in Chris Middleton. They're that good. Well, sooner or later, talent catches up, and you can't always get after it that way, and certainly that's why it's 1-1 heading back to Milwaukee. But I look at this game, and Maxey has to get 30. Harden's got to get 30. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here?
Listen, however much anyone out there is talking about Harden, it's still not enough. I'm not getting over this. The guy went to Philly and fell off a cliff in Philly. It makes no sense. Does Philly really ruin guards? I don't know.
I hope they're not ruined, but we're not going to ruin you. Come on back with us after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey now, right here, Moneyline. We are an interactive show. And on Twitter, Ryan James says, hey guys, be careful with that CP3 prop. He single-handedly ruined three of my props on Monday, and I watered down his assist prop to 7.5. He had 5 Monday. I don't even think he had 5. Didn't he have 3? Didn't he have 3 assists?
3.
Yeah, he hurt me in that.
3 assists.
He really did hurt me on a nice 2-1 ticket I thought was an easy one in my back pocket. But we'll get to that game in just a few moments. Let's, you know, set the table here once again for the Philadelphia 76ers, the Miami Heat. I think it goes under, and I do think the Heat win. But there are some interesting points props, and it's who you believe in. And I do believe, has this number changed since the early line? James Harden, 22.5? Was he always 22.5?
It was, that's a change from game one. I think that's what it was this morning. But I think in game one... I think we had 25.5. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you explain. All right, Don, let's do an exercise.
Yep.
Let's do an exercise. Mm-hmm. You tell me, okay, how good James Harden is compared to the rest of the players in the series. You tell me if you would definitively take Harden over Jimmy Butler, yes or no?
As just a player, forget not, no points, anything, just as a player?
No. I'm talking about the player. I'm talking about...
Yeah, I'll take Jimmy Butler.
Okay. Bam Adebayo.
Over James Harden?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Tyrese Maxey.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. I don't even think I agree with that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
At this point, I struggle to come up with a description of how Harden is better than Maxey. What does he put forward, DRS, to suggest he's better than Tyrese? His
guy
career?
With the ball in his hand? Yeah, you're going on career longevity.
With it.
Yeah, but he hasn't been bad in the playoffs.
Yes, he has.
No, you're just trying to have him live up to his 2017 Houston Rockets. Like, I'm pretty sure if you look at his points and assists average in the playoffs, it's not bad. It's not.
I don't think
like
that's
you're not getting 27-14, but you're getting legitimate numbers on average nightly. Like, you're not, James Harden can't be in the lineup. Go bring up his stats for the playoffs.
Sure. Okay. Donnie, so against Toronto, he averaged 19 points a game
Okay.
On 41% shooting.
So he had 19 points. How many assists?
10.
That's not 19 and 10? What's wrong with that?
What are you talking about? What's wrong with that? Donnie, that's James Harden to you? That's Harden?
That's what I need.
19 points a game? You can't be serious.
But Donnie, I understand. No, but I hear what you're saying.
He has 35 in Houston. I'm not asking
yes,
for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Donnie, he's averaging 15 less points than that guy.
Well, he is not that guy anymore. He's still a fair, but if you can tell me,
but he's not
I'm
even
getting
in the middle.
If I'm getting a bad performance and I'm getting you 19 and 10 every night, that's not that bad.
Oh,
like, I would take that. Hey, by the way, James Harden's going to give you 19 and 10 all the way through the playoffs. I'm like, withdraw Embiid? Yeah, give me
you
that.
You know who was giving you 19 and 10?
Sign me up.
The guy you ran out of town.
No,
it wasn't. Yeah, the guy you ran out of town was giving you 19
like
and 10.
Five.
He was.
At this point.
No, not true. What is it? Why is Philadelphia addicted to giving a max contracts, guys that give you 19? Ben, Tobias, Harden. Yeah, well, I mean, what is the bar here? Donnie,
yeah,
James
but that's
Harden's
a low bar. Like, that's his average.
Hold on. No, it's not. This is
if
way
you give
worse.
If you give me, with Joel Embiid healthy, my point guard giving me 19 and 10s, I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Anything else,
man,
anything
that's
more
not
than
what
that
was supposed
oh,
to
you see
be.
The kick. No, it's not what it was supposed to be. But we act like he's giving you 9 and 7 every night and can't play. You're talking about a guy that's almost averaging 20 and 10, and we're getting furious at that.
Because, Donnie, he was supposed to be a top 10 player in the NBA. Donnie, is he a top 25 guy in the NBA anymore?
Top 20. I don't know. I would have to I would have to look at a list to see what he is and what he isn't at that point on that end. But, I mean, well, the book hasn't been written yet, though. But I don't know. Like, I can't say yes or no at that point. Like, who we included in there, how high is it, and, you know, what's there, 30 NBA teams, and maybe he's not the top 25 at this point, but still legitimate.
But here's my point. Here's the thing. If the average Donnie was 19, okay, mm-hmm. right? That like, I'm not even going to agree with that. But Donnie, does he even have the ability to pop off anymore?
I think he does. We'll find out tonight. No, we will. And you're also talking about a very good defensive team in Toronto and a very good defensive team here in the Miami Heat. So we'll see if it comes up tonight. Now, break up the monotony here, right? What do we talk about, Kev, to open up the show? A little hockey talk. It's time for a little hockey talk here. The X-Man in Virginia coming through on the telephone line, talking some hockey.
Hello.
Get at it, X-Man.
My man.
Get at it.
Hey, good afternoon, man.
Hey.
Glad to hear you
What's
guys
up,
today.
Man?
I got the plays. We're going to keep
Let's
it in Canada
them.
Today. We're going to Canada. Toronto Maple Leafs, Edmonton Oilers, the rebound and tie the series. Let's go.
Ooh, X-Man. Tell me, Connor McDavid over 1.5 points feels too good to be true. What do we think?
I love it. I love it.
He loves it. Oh, now he's done it in, I think he played 4 times first time in the regular season plus the playoff game. I think 4 out of 5, he's got 2-plus points there. X-Men, you dabbling in baseball today or what?
I'm already into it. I took the Diamondbacks. I took the Cardinals. They handling business right now.
Ooh.
And I like the Phillies.
Ooh.
I love the Phillies.
All right.
So we could
Wheeler on the mound.
Really good. I love that.
That is good. And by the way, X-Man, if I was commissioner of the NHL, we would not have that Edmonton Oilers game on at 10:10 tonight. It would be on at 7:10 tonight so we can all enjoy it and watch the W's come in.
You wouldn't watch it, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
And,
X-Men don't care about that. My man, X-Men. X-Men just hear about winners, man. Tell him, X-Men. Tell him to get lost. I mean, please.
Yeah, shout out to the Washington Capitals. The Washington Capitals came through last night.
That's right. Road dog.
That's the way it goes, man. X-Men on fire here in hockey, so. Thanks for the phone call. We'll keep tabs on it there. But I told you, X-Men, I'll take care of it. We're East Coast guys. We can't have games on a 10-10. Can't have games on a 10.
He doesn't care, Donnie.
He does. I didn't really think he does. I think he's going to hang up the phone and I'm realizing, you know what? Donnie's on my side. Like, he's right. These games should all start at 7:10 tonight, all 4 of them.
Don, one of those things that just kind of sits with you, he's in a car and he goes, well, you know what, man?
He is right.
Why do we always start these games at 10 o'clock? I mean, it's
exactly.
Edmonton. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Get with the times.
More people. I mean, come on. There's more people wherever X-Man's from than Edmonton, Alberta, out there. So help out X-Man so we can watch these.
That's going to get you into trouble. That's going to get you in some trouble, I'm thinking. I got to imagine.
The people of Alberta not happy? Yeah, exactly. Are we on in Canada, by the way? I think we are, right?
I mean, it's SiriusXM. They got to have that in Canada.
Now, is it worldwide? Like, we need to be worldwide. Like, I'm thinking now, like, SiriusXM is going to have a press conference because, you know what? Those boys were right. We should be worldwide, and we're going to start it off with Moneyline going worldwide, all over the globe. We're making it there. As I said, we're interactive. We love phone calls, K-Dub. We love Twitter. We love people to get interactive with us. We even love hockey on this show. See? Well-rounded.
Yeah. No, speaking of Twitter, I got many votes on a poll the other day. Who's better, Tyler Hero or James Harden? I got many votes for Tyler Hero. Many, many votes.
So I need a hero.
Yeah, okay. Hero's better than James Harden.
I don't know about that.
That's just kind of where we are now.
I don't know.
19
now also,
a game, Donnie's like perfect.
Give me 19 to 10 every night. And that's like me. I show up on the court and I give you 19 to 10. Like Ice Cube used to say, I might mess around and get a triple-double. Just the way it goes with me.
Yeah, Harden can't even mess around and get a triple-double.
You never know. I tell you, you can't mess around. Mess around. St. Louis is messing around. Not doing me.
I mean, I got one hit.
I mean, pay amps over here. Pumps in the bumps.
He's been out of the game for an hour.
Man. Boobie's really settled down right now.
I'm talking about Boobie's getting rocked for a couple more. And you don't pipe up and say he's out of the game, Kev?
Nobody knows.
You can't help me out?
Nobody
knows. You got it on in front of you, man. You didn't see the pitching change?
No, I think it was so bad that they didn't even let the guy get warm ups. Like, they just put him like a tag in, like in wrestling. Like, they just tagged him in.
Because
I don't remember a commercial. I don't remember any commercial. He wasn't getting heat at all at that point.
Golly. What's that team total now? A 6.5, I would bet?
It's probably down to 4.5 at this point.
I don't think I would even take
that's
it.
That's how good. Yeah. They might even get a run taken off the board of what they've been producing.
It's 6.5, man. Yeah.
Albert's swinging up here. Albert's swinging with his eyes closed up here, too. Man.
I can do that.
Wow.
What are you swinging at? I mean, you put some force behind it.
Yeah, this is like he even needed a timeout on this.
Somebody called his name in the middle of that swing. He leaned back and went, Albert? And he went, huh?
Like your mom calls you in the arcade, like, we got to go. So you just dump your Pac-Man like in the side where he gets eaten. And like, all right, I got to leave, guys. Oh, I'll see you later. That was Albert Pujols right there. Hey, guys, we got to go. We got to get out of here. Knock it off. By the way, in this Sixers Heat game, I like to look at some of these backup options. I'm talking like we got George's Niang. 6.5. Where's the 5.5s? Where's the 5.5s? But the 5.5s were money. Money. Mm-hmm. Who else do we got here? Danny Green, 7.5. Gabe Vincent, 9.5. PJ Tucker, Coach JY's favorite player, 7.5 at a plus money price here. But I got to tell you, I do look at James Harden's 22.5. Like, man, that's a tall bridge when it shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be. I can give you 19, but I don't know if he gets you to 22.
Top 20 player in the NBA. 25 points. Open season workload. I was like, I don't know about all that.
I don't know.
Where's the PJ 4-4 parlay we did last year?
It's true.
4 points.
That was tremendous.
Rebounds.
Add them up. Get them in. And by the way, there's a $9 million sale we're going to talk about coming up right after the break. $9 million!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
20 on the gun here for Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. I wake up early in the morning, and typically, yes, when I wake up, the alarm doesn't really make it. Usually I'm like, all right, it's 4:45, right around that range, I'll wake up a little bit early. But if there are people out there that struggle to wake up, there's a new innovative device that apparently we're hearing about. Is that true, JP?
You know it's true, yep.
Now explain yourself here. How's your mornings go? Like, you wake up, it's comforting, cup of coffee, what do you do?
Yeah. Well, JP, just this is the most explain yourself has ever been warranted. I have All right, go ahead. I just had these are unbelievable scenes.
So sometimes I got to wake up at pretty bizarre times for, you know, whatever we're doing in the crypto world, NFT space. And I don't always wake up to alarms. They don't wake me up. They're not loud enough. So I was looking around and I found a watch that zaps you to wake you up. And the only way to turn it off is to do jumping jacks. So I bought that so quickly.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God, dude. Oh my get out of here, man.
Now, does it keep going? What are the intervals here of the shock?
So you could set them. I have it for every 5 seconds. It zaps you unless you're doing jumping jacks.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me ask you a question. What happens if you do some jumping jacks and it's like, all right, I think I did enough here. It's like, no, you didn't. Bangs you right again on that arm. Okay, let me do 10 more. No, don't count. Bang once again. Oh, my God. Like, you're going to losing your arm in the process.
I mean, I tried it. Today was the first day I used it. I didn't mind it. I mean, I was up early and I was ready to go, man.
I'm sure you were ready to go. You got a jolt running through your veins. What is wrong with you?
This is the way.
And this thing costs money?
Yeah, $150.
Yeah, hold on. You're a part of some testing thing, right, or something? I thought you were going to tell us that you got like an alarm clock in the crypto universe that like doesn't really wake you up, but it goes off in the crypto world or something. That would have made way
the
more
metaverse
sense.
Metaverse shock.
Nonsense.
It shocks your metaverse guy.
Just shocks his crypto coins or something.
I can't even
wakes
imagine
him
that.
Up. Tell him, hold on a minute. How many jumping jacks did you have to do this morning?
I think it was about 5 before it stopped shocking me.
So like
what happens if you just set it for the wrong time and just like, yeah, like out of nowhere, just drills you while like we're live on the air. Like, whoa, this thing's, you know what I mean? Oh my goodness.
It's got other modes too. So if say you're trying to stop biting your nails, if your hand comes above your face, it'll zap you.
Oh my goodness.
What are you doing? All right. Now, this is like self-torture.
Madness.
Right? I mean, yeah. I mean, you're into some different items and that is what it is. We certainly do not kink shame on Moneyline, I'll tell you that.
Man.
In what world? I just had my hand above my face. I wear glasses, and I poke them into my head 24/7.
You rub your hair. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I mean, God bless. I mean, God bless the opportunity. But you mean to tell me that this man's like, because he had to scratch his ear? What are the other settings on this absolute maniac device?
Can you throw it on your dog?
Yeah. I wouldn't. I don't know. It's kind of a sharp shock. I wouldn't go throwing it on dogs.
Man.
I mean, Donnie just immediately starts torturing animals with this.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean,
hey,
just
I mean, like my wife, hey, hon, put this on right now. Bang. Like, yeah, how you like that? You know what I mean? We're going to watch this. Oh. If you change the channel here from Bravo or try to put on Bravo, bang, right on the wrist.
Yeah, this is one of those things that Donnie would put on someone like overnight as a prank at like a dorm room or something.
So good.
Like, there's no way that thing isn't bought at like Spencer's, man. Like, this is preposterous.
Right off of Amazon.
The government. Yeah, from the government expo or something like that. Like, hey, we didn't use these back in World War II. You want to try? Yeah, sure. Just, this is great. I can use this to wake up in the morning.
Hold on. How long did it take you to get up, right? So, shock. How many times did you get shocked?
Oh, I got shocked once. Woke me up. I mean, first time experiencing, I was like, what in the heck? So I was
You didn't do a test run? Did you do a test run? Or you just said,
I gave a test yesterday, but I wasn't sure how it would feel waking me up. Woke me right up, and I was ready to go.
Hey.
So you got one shock. Did your jumping jacks before the next one went off? Or the watch is like, all right, he's in jumping jack mode?
We got two shocks before it was done.
Oh, my God. Man. Did you get the second one while you were doing a jumping jack? Did it take you to a knee, a little buckle job?
No, not that strong. But while I was doing the jumping jacks, got the second shock, done.
My goodness, this guy's
like, Jay, did you ever think, like, modifying it, JP, and, like, just, like putting it on your head like a headband, just getting that extra volt, like, right to the brain? Bang, when you wake up.
I mean, does the watch tell time?
I don't know how to explain it.
I mean, let's be honest here. It's not a watch.
Countdown to shock.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's not a watch, right?
How does it even know
it
the time?
It doesn't. It just synced to his smartphone. I mean, it's complete pandemonium over here at the JP household. My goodness.
Now, Kev, you should have this on for the St. Louis Cardinals team total right now. I mean, really.
Yeah, I will.
Like, every out, you get shocked.
Not every out, you get shocked. They score, I'll get shocked, and I'll be living free. I got nothing to worry about here. Look at this. 3-1 count. Yepers. This jabron does nothing. It is the worst. They have one hit since the Donnie.
Man.
Since the second inning. One hit.
No running mates. Just and now they think like their bullpen could come in and save the day to keep it close. So now you might, you know, push it down. Say, okay, we weren't going to use our seventh, eighth, and ninth inning guy. Maybe we should today. Maybe we have a chance. Well, I don't know if they have a chance, but I'm pretty shocked by this where one team can just light a team up. And this is what we talked about. The four runs in the first inning with the guy on third base.
Yep.
Where you joke and say, if they don't bring him in to get that fifth run to hit the team total, don't you worry, right? They have 9 at-bats to get this back or 8 at-bats to get this back. This is why. Now, you're in the top of the sixth inning, one out here. You still should be able to get a few runs across the board. We'll see if they do, but this is madness from second inning, third inning, fourth inning, fifth, and now the sixth inning where like, not a lot is happening here.
Like, forget Bubich. Like, they've been one hit in, you know, what's going to be 5 innings now, right, by the Royals bullpen, as if this is the Yankees bullpen that's entered the fold here, right?
Yep.
It's pretty tough to watch. All in all. Because that was kind of the thing when I realized that Bubich was out. I'm like, man, that's not great. But I always thought that they were going to have to do some damage off of the bullpen. And again, regardless, they've done a whole lot of nothing in this baseball game since that first inning. 5 runs in the first, and they don't even have 5 guys on base in the next 5 innings. Crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the way it goes in Major League Baseball. Suns Mavericks time here, Kevin. 6.5, 216.5 price. I did take Chris Paul in this game over 16.5 at a -133. That was listed at Fox Bet earlier today. 17.5 were primarily around just about everywhere else. But I wanted to take that extra point down. And there's no reason to believe. Like, I think Chris Paul, 6 out of 7 games, has scored at least 17 points. And I do expect him to do it again tonight. That's my bet in this one. Even though I think the Suns win, I think the Suns cover, and I think the game goes over, I really like as a prop bet Chris Paul over 16.5 points at a -133.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I'm concerned overall with just, again, the Groundhog Day feeling that the both games give me, right? You're like, all right, I like both favorites to cover. I like one game over. I like one game under. Something's going to change here, right? The rhythm is going to be thrown off somewhere, and how does it happen? And the one thing that is interesting, right, about Chris Paul is that 3 assist total is so jarring, right? It makes – but, like, I came out of a hand injury. Like, he only played 29 minutes. Just it was such a bizarre game, right, where maybe you are onto something here that – it should be a scenario of, like, just trust him to score. Because if we're all thinking the bounce back assist, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's giving me a little bit of odd vibes, I have to admit.
Yeah, it's an interesting one here overall. Like, Luka Doncic, 33.5. Jalen Brunson, 18.5. Finney Smith, 12.5. Reggie Bullock, 8.5. There's so many, you know, different. And by the way, Chris Paul, 16.5 now on the FanDuel Sportsbook. -120. So coming down in that direction where they had, it was 17.5, I believe, like a +102 juice. So now priced appropriately there. And I like that. 16.5 should be a legitimate bet in that game. How about DeAndre Ayton sitting there at 19.5 for this game? If we take a look at him over the course of the playoffs, 25, 22, 19, 23, 28. I mean, he's been pretty good here as of late. Any chance for a DeAndre Ayton 20-point-plus game?
Yeah, the question is, does Ayton kind of hold the keys to this series? Dallas is a smaller basketball team. Ayton, obviously, close to being a legitimate 7-footer who was, you know, starting to carry more of a workload versus New Orleans, at, you know, going into game 3, 28-23, 19-22, and followed up with 25 in that basketball game. What is interesting, though, is you take a look at his workload versus the Mavericks during the regular season, and he wasn't as dominant as we've seen here. He only was able to play in 2 of the games versus Dallas. He had 19 and 13 and 8 and 17 in 2 of those games. I was interested in his rebound prop because of that, but it's 10.5. He only has double-digit rebounds once. so far in the postseason. So Ayton's one of those guys that, in theory, I can see having a good game, a nice game, but I'm a little more hesitant around it. I have to be honest with you, guys. I feel very hesitant around the Suns as a whole in the props market right now. They just have so many guys contributing, which is great for a championship team, but for a props team, it can make it a little more hard to nail down.
You've been hating on my Suns for a long time. A long time. You need to start jumping on this train right here as we get Dallas. Now, what are we doing here with the Mavericks? Do you like them at 6.5? Do you like them at 6.5, the Mavericks?
Yeah.
Where are you going sideways?
I'd rather zag and take the points and the under than zig with what we saw the other day, if you're making me get after it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe this series is just... Because here's the scary notion. Can they just not guard the Suns? Like, if they just can't guard them, you just can't guard them. Like, there's nothing you're going to be able to do then, right? Like, it's just going to be open season, and Jay Crowder's going to hit his threes, and that's how this series is going to go. Who, by the way, in that game one, for the first time all postseason, made multiple three-point shots, which I certainly took note of, because that was a guy I know we talked about a lot last year as it pertained to the three-point shot. So him getting a little bit hot from beyond the arc, 3 of 5, I thought was noteworthy.
And by the way, here, real quick, I know you're talking about earlier, like the games that are going to take place next. Saturday games with Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, Memphis Grizzlies, Golden State Warriors. Now, I don't see anything for Thursday or Friday, or one of the, is the Sixers Heat, like one of those games scheduled for Friday, I guess, or both of them?
They're both playing Friday. They're off Thursday.
Okay. Gotcha. Because I was actually looking at the way it was set up, like, now, hold on here. No games till Saturday, which obviously wasn't going to be the case at that point here.
But it doesn't, like, I mean, I guess it's just a TV thing, but it's ridiculous. I'm sorry, it is. That, how is Heat Sixers going to play three games before the other series that started before them? Why are we doing that? Like,
yeah,
can't you
just works out with the arenas.
These other teams Friday? I don't think it's the arena. I think it's the TV situation.
No, what? They don't want a game on that Thursday? No way. They would definitely want a game on. What are they trying to avoid? There's nothing to
TNT
avoid at that
point. TNT has all the hockey.
I doubt the NBA is worried about hockey at that point, at this point, but it is what it is here. And yes, $9 million purchase. We'll get to it right after the break here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last quick segment here on Moneyline for a Wednesday before we send you off into the afternoon. $9.28 million, Kevin. What will that buy you? You know what it will? Diego Maradona's Hand of God jersey sells for world record price at auction. $9.28 million for a jersey. Now, in the soccer world, pretty big deal here in the 80s. The Hand of God, if you guys didn't know. Hey, look, we're going to score a goal in the World Cup. Yeah, I'm going to knock this in with my hand to get away with it. $9.28 million, which the final price surpasses both the previous record for a match-worn jersey, which was the $5.64 million paid in 2019 for Babe Ruth's 1928 through 1930 New York Yankees jersey.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a jarring amount of money, but, you know, kind of like you're saying, I mean, it's a... I don't know. People love their memorabilia. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it, Donnie. Do you?
If you have enough money, you could buy something cool like that. No, I think it's a cool purchase. I really do. It's one of those big moments. Not an NFT. It's not some token out here. It's not a Bitcoin that you bought. You bought the jersey. You got it. It's in your house.
Ooh, Bitcoin
slander.
That's
the way it works. Yeah.
Bitcoin slander out the back.
Makes sense here.
I didn't see that come. That's tough.
Like, I have a couple jerseys myself in my house. Like, I wonder if, you know... This guy's selling for nine. I gotta be worth something if they were getting 9.28 for one of the biggest goals in history.
Just right side jerseys, you mean here?
Like when I caught my 87th career catch to break the school record. Like, I'm thinking that jersey's gotta have some monetary value. Got to.
I would hope so. I would hope so. I mean, a little respect. I mean, it's Donnie Wrightside, people.
Me too. Let me fire out some picks here real quick tonight, too. Chris Paul, over 16.5 points, minus 133, which you can find at the FanDuel Sportsbook at minus 120. Also took the Cubs and the White Sox under 7 at minus 120. And Yankees money line, minus 144. What you got, K-Dub? What you got tonight?
Yeah, look, we're looking a lot right now. Suns-Mavs does feel tangy in the props market. We mentioned Brunson's 18.5 points. Chris Paul's 9.5 assists. Three-point shots tonight. Jay Crowder's 1.5 at minus 110. Maxi Kleber's 1.5 at minus 130. Those look solid. Dinwiddie, 2.5 assists. It's minus 140, but he averaged 4 assists in a Mavs uniform this year. A lot of good numbers out there in that game.
There you go. Shockingly good show today. Once again here on Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network. We are out of here.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.